Blog Talk Radio.
You already know what it is, man. New Talk City Radio. The boy PBI, man. My boy DJ Showcase. Vice should be in here in a minute.
Fired.
Let's showcase.
Fired.
Fired.
Fire.
It is.
That's not it.
That's it, son. That's it. Go ahead and let it
do. Yeah. Crazy, Drake. Yeah. You know the name, nigga. And introducing who? Lil Wayne.
It's insane. Beat for shoes. No fancy. When my trunk go boom, got a black ass gun. Yeah. Looking at his face, yo, pussy don't hate. I just do this at some basic game and looking like some fake. Watch us put it on my plate, taste like some pussy that I ate. Look, all you niggas fake, all you niggas late. Now walk a flock of blocker, blocker. Now you all in the pain. I like my whip spotless and my chick topless. Niggas might be hot shit, but niggas they not like this. They know that shit, I got this. Like the kid, I rock this. Call me Miggity Monster. I like the Liggity Lockness. I'm Miggity riding till I die. Spaggity shining till I croak. No comedian, I mean I ain't telling no joke. Hear my nigga T.I. The streets in the back home. Miggity by my B.I. Yeah, I thought y'all should know.
Listen, got a bad yellow bitch, biggity big ass gun. Niggas mad cause I'm rich, do it big just like pun. Mr. Bum, stickity bum, higgity hotter than the sun. Stickity take the whole kitchen, wiggity won't get a crumb. Check the car like this, biggity fly like this. Nigga, why try this? You will die like this. Live a wildlife, bitch, Miller High Life shit. Getting paper, hit the haters, why am I like this? Never mind that shit, man, just buy my shit. Guess what? I cut, I supply that shit. This that Frank White shit. Get your amp type shit. Blow your amp type shit. Straight to the bank, I'm rich, bitch. You're looking at a fucking millionaire. Bruno Mars shit, I wanna be a billionaire. Superstar shit, I'm gonna be a zillionaire. Like Beanie Sigel said it, yeah. You can feel it in the air. Yeah, nigga. Yeah.
New Talk City Radio, what the fuck is poppin'? Relly All-Star in the building. Shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is poppin'? Far Rock in the building, let's get it.
You may be happy, niggity, not like this. Oh my God, I love that track.
Shut the fuck up. That's crazy.
I got pussy on me, I'm on my Tony Tiger shit. Me pussy on me.
Oh. That's the joint he was promoting on the YouTube.
That was
right?
The joint he was promoting on our thing. That's the one we promoted out there, and our show aired at 70 something within a week. It was at almost 2,000. So yeah, we did good.
Vice is in the building.
Did I?
Yeah. What's going on, fellas?
Yo, Vice. You know what? Let me just square something off before we even get any further. I have a Twitter.
Ladies and gentlemen, Showcase finally created the Twitter.
I have the DJ Showcase Twitter.
Okay. I know, I'm following you. I'm very proud of you.
Yeah, so now, listen. Now we got to find something else to fuck with me on.
Facebook.
Facebook is not on TV. Now you're going to Facebook.
You're not even giving them a break, right?
Yeah, right. It just goes right into Facebook. I got the Twitter, now I need the Facebook. And I need this, and I need that, man.
That's it, son. Welcome to our world, son.
Welcome to, yeah, I'm here. I'm here now. Twitter, tweet. Is that
yo,
what you call
nigga,
it?
When I call you, I make it the whole thing, son.
Yeah, it was good.
Oh,
I had fun.
What we got on the show today, show?
Today, we should have El Pro calling in. El Pro is a upcoming artist from Oregon. I don't even know how to say the state.
From Oregon. It's from Oregon.
Oregon. There you go. Oregon. Christ, you hear that? Oregon.
Really?
I didn't even know it was a state. And then I was like, damn, because he's repping Oregon hard. And I was like, what? Wait, what? What is Oregon? So it's a little state next to Arizona, Colorado, and Utah. It makes up the four corners of the states, whatever you
is
want to call it.
I mean, let's look at the map again, because I see the shit around Nevada somewhere.
It's the bottom. It's next to Nevada. It's right underneath Utah. It is
somebody call us, man. Tell us where Oregon is close to, man. Like what's around
you,
the Oregon?
What do you think? My input is
geographic
wrong.
Is wrong, dude. Geographic is wrong.
No, it's not, son. Okay. So
I don't know. You got a caller right here. 646. 646. You live on the line, New Talk City.
Hi.
Oh, going on. It's your name.
It's Letty. Oh, my bad. I forgot Letty.
Yeah. Okay. See? She corrected it.
It's Letty, a.k.a. Mrs. Bad Habits, for showcasing
no,
us with your whole name and all that, right?
The a.k.a. is gone, kid. That Miss Bad Habits kid, now I got to know the person, and I actually knew who it was, and there's nothing Miss Bad Habits about it. It's just Letty. But
see, maybe it's
because like,
you don't know me well enough.
I know you well enough. I don't need to know any more. You know, first impressions are everything. I didn't get bad habits. You know what I'm saying? For me, some of your bad habits is like, you know, first impressions, they fart or they're picking their nose or they're up their butt. Those are bad habits.
How do you know she don't do that type of stuff?
Say what?
How do you know she don't do that type of stuff?
Damn, then I think I gotta wash my hands. All right, hold up.
Oh, really?
That's showcase for you. Today they showcase. You want her to call
where's
you?
Where's Rice? I only hear Yatsu.
Why not?
Well, Rice is there. Look at, she's already getting. She's already in the mix. Rice, she's going after you already. Quick. I don't hear Rice. Where's Rice?
Vice is there. Vice is a quiet assassin, man. He plays the corner and he shoots out whenever he needs to, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know.
Yes, sir.
So it's good.
I got El Pro calling in tonight, and, you know, Oregon. You say Oregon, I mean, shit.
You still trying to
figure
out where Oregon's at? Oregon's by Washington.
Showcase said geographic. I don't really trust Showcase geographic. He said somewhere
okay,
in the West
Coast. Oregon is California. Right, Miss Ellen? You got me asking my neighbors.
Where is Oregon on the map, Letty? Let them know, because they don't believe me.
It's on the West Coast.
California, Nevada.
Thank you. Doesn't it also make
you
us the four
Texas.
Corners?
You told us Texas, man.
No, no, I said
Texas.
That.
Like,
no, no, listen. Let's clarify something. Utah makes up what's called the four corners. Like you could actually stand in the middle at the end of Utah and be in Colorado, Arizona, and Nevada all at the same time. That's that
I
state.
I thought the
web,
that four corner thing was by Chicago, by Illinois.
By, wow, you wave. No, Illinois is up by Michigan.
Well, look, I get my socks from The Simpsons, so that's what you get.
Oh. Man, that shit is right under Washington, y'all.
What, Utah? Oregon?
Yeah, it is. It is. Right on the wall.
Washington.
Hang on. You know what? Let's forget it.
Oh,
look,
see, I was right next to Washington.
He's looking at the wrong map, yo. He's looking at Oregon.
I know. Queens
or something.
This nigga's a me.
No, this is it. Look,
I don't know what he's talking about.
Kyrie. I pulled up the map.
Yes, it is, Kyrie. Go get your money, baby.
Oh.
Kyrie.
Nice.
Sorry.
Nice.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. Oregon is at the top of California.
Yeah, like, where are you getting Utah and all of this from? Like, I don't understand.
I don't know. I don't know. I'm whacked
so
out.
You just blur out information without even knowing the facts, right? That's what you're doing?
No, because I thought it was there, and I was wrong, and I'm correcting myself. I was wrong. Listen, let's just put it this way. It goes Oregon, California, Arizona, right, if you're going around the states. All right? At least I'm not all the way in the center because it goes Oregon, Idaho, Wyoming, South Dakota, Iowa, Illinois. I mean, I was a little close.
You don't know where you're going, babe. If you had to do a tour, you'd be, like, doing the opposite thing.
That nigga be lost. And he was
like, you're a sucker, kid. I'd be like the cab driver, the Habibi with the big thing wrapped around his head. Which way?
Hey,
that
yo,
way.
What?
I don't know about that. I don't know about those guys with big things wrapped
really
around their head.
Sorry.
You're on your own with that one, brother. Where did you meet him?
Where did you meet him? Oh, my God. I said I would be like one of those Habibis. I don't know who they are.
All right, so I want to get into the Nina Scott joint.
Oh, yes. You know, I've been wanting to play this for a while.
Huh?
I said I've been wanting to play the joint for a while, kid.
No, I had this joint on repeat like about an hour ago, and it actually grew on me like over the course of 8 minutes. This song is hot, yo.
It's sick, right?
Yeah, I'm not just saying that because I know you like him, show. You're a very big fan of Nina Scott. We're all clear on that.
I'm a huge fan of Nina Scott, kid. I'm a huge fan of Nina Scott. And I feel like, you know what I feel like? Straight up, I feel like they don't get the credit that they deserve. Like, they are, like, the only Latin female R&B artist. The only.
In person,
the only.
They don't perform good. I've seen them twice in person, and it was not great.
Down. But how do you like their music, though, outside of that?
But their music, their records, I like. Like, when they've come out, which I've liked it. But as performers, they're not that great.
All right, well, I guess we're going to have to go with
that. From a fan's perspective.
Yeah.
But shout out to them girls. Let's get into that joint. Okay, yeah, man, introduce the joint, man, since we love it.
The Other Side by Nina Sky.
The Other Side by Nina Sky, right?
Nah, stop. You see, don't hammer it. It's The Other Side by Nina Sky.
All right. Let's get right into it.
One of those tracks that ran
New York City Radio with the fruck is poppin'. It's your boy, Relly All-Star. Far Rock is in the building all day. Hamels, what up?
Baby, on the side.
Back on the air. What are you doing over there?
Yeah, be clear, be clear.
Oh my gosh. Hello? Yeah, she put the phone down and she's running around talking.
Yo, I didn't put the phone down. First of all, my grandma just came to the phone. And I say hi to my grandma.
Oh.
The song was singing, I was kidding.
Oh, okay.
Alright, I'm just gonna keep my mouth shut.
Yes, I asked for that one.
I asked for this. It's
alright.
It's just gonna make it more fun.
All right, so let me keep everybody informed on what's going on. DJ Showcase was getting nagged on for like about a good 7-8 months on not having a Twitter account. Finally created a Twitter account. Shout out to my man North Trenton on Twitter. Big hip hop dude on Twitter. Big hip hop dude, period. And he tweets me and tells me, yo, yeah, tell your marriage, start the start his Twitter page because it's available. DJ Showcase. Go showcase them. I say a show. One of the tweeters just one of the tweets just told me, yo, it's ready.
They did the research and everything. Yeah, good luck, and I appreciate that.
All right, but now this is the highlight of the moment. You ready? Showcase gets on not even like 2 hours later. Not even 2 hours, right?
About two hours,
yeah. He got a big name following him already. Go ahead, show, man. Break it down.
You know, I'm not going to toot my own horns, okay? Go ahead. You go ahead and tell him.
All right. So Showcase got his little Twitter account, opens it up. He's got about 5-6 followers.
No, not at the time, I got 10.
All right. But now he has MC Light following him. Vice, you hear MC Light, Vice?
Nah.
I want MC Light to follow me. I think,
she should have followed me. She should have seen my numbers, seen what the title said, and she didn't. So shout out to her anyway. You know what I'm saying? We know how
to MC Light, kid. MC Light.
And listen to this. She's following, she's getting followed by like 78,000 people. She's following very few, not even half of that she's following, not even a quarter of that. And he's following Showcase. Then, today, this guy gives me a call, Vice. Another guy's following him.
Who?
Trigger Tretch, Naughty by Nature.
Yeah, to my defense, kid, I'm going to say it right now. To my defense, you know, me and MC Light and Trigger Trek exchanged emails back in the day, you know what I'm saying? They kept it real with me. You know, I looked them up on the Twitter because now I'm looking up my friends and the close people I call my close acquaintances. And they kept it real with me, kid. They kept it 100 with me, you know what I'm saying? So shout out to them because, you know what, without them, I can't be here, you know, and vice versa, you know what I'm saying? They got a lot of new tracks. I know they're still working on music. I know that MC Light recently just tweeted she had a whole bunch of new videos. I retweeted that. Hopefully everybody goes checks out those videos. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, it's about time that a lot of people start paying, not homage. I don't want this, not respect or anything like that, but remember where everything came from.
Oh, yeah, I remember.
You know what I'm saying? So shout out to them. Shout out to Trigger Tretch and shout out to MC Light, you know, following me on my page. You know what I'm saying? Appreciate it.
Now, hold on. Now, I think you owe me and Vice an apology.
Lee, what?
Yeah, You owe me. Don't make me get the Showcase Minute popping right now, dog.
No, that's not about Showcase Minute. You know what? Let me just cut it short so we can get into another comment. You know what? I'm sorry. I should have took you guys' advice a long time ago, but I thought it made for good radio show that you guys were always teasing me that I didn't have a Twitter. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think that was that important, and I didn't think I was that, you know, whatever. And, you know, I was
wrong. Did
you accept his apology? Does it sound like he mean it? I mean,
I don't. Nope, it doesn't. What you mean?
How am I supposed to say it?
You sound real sarcastic with it right now, son. I'm not trying. That's not what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to be actually thankful and apologetic. I mean, if it's not coming out like that, I'm sorry. My bad. Excuse me if I have.
I'm not accepting.
Vice, you're not accepting my apology?
Nope.
So what I got to do to get you to accept an apology?
You got to apologize
on Twitter.
I think that's a good answer.
Apologize on Twitter. All your 10 followers. But you're not going to retweet to my 1,200
followers. All right, Vice. I will personally apologize to you on Twitter after the show.
You know how to call it right here from 646, man. Okay. 646, who that? 646, what up?
All right, who that? 646.
646 is
you,
gone.
Fool.
Next.
Oh, that's my jail number, nigga? That's your ID number to step in here, man. State your name, gangster.
The Grand Orca. The High Peace Projector.
Oh, my God.
You got Sim on the line. Let me tell you all about Sim, man. Sim is the most dangerous dude on radio. You know why? Because he's going to these shows and he's always bashing people. He's snapping. And he got the snaps, man. And you're lucky he can't see us right now. He can't see nobody right now because he'll be chewing somebody up. So watch out for Sim, man. Sim, when Sim's around, the shark is in the water. Be careful.
What up, nigga?
Sim, what's poppin'? It's Vice, nigga.
Yeah, let's do it. Showing some love, nigga. I already got a ban from a couple of shows, so I figured I'd come here.
what you said, man?
You said you got banned from a couple of shows, but I think your pass is clear here. We got a mute button. When you get too crazy, we'll escort you out the good way, out the back door.
Nah, I'm behaving today. So tomorrow's on.
Yeah, tomorrow we off, so you can do what you do.
Yeah, I'm DJing tomorrow on the June show, me and Vice, so... Yeah, niggas gotta check it out, nigga.
Yeah, what's the info, Vice? What's the info on that, Vice?
I'm coming out of retirement, not like some DJs that are scared. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're gonna try.
One thing to another.
I don't DJ, so I'm gonna try. I mean, Casper opened the door for everybody, so as much as this nigga sucks, I figure like I think I could do a little bit better.
All right, but hold on, Vice. We not feeling the cheap shot you took right there. You understand what I'm saying?
You saw that, right?
Vice took a cheap shot. Yeah. I don't know, Shorty. We have to we think that apology.
Quick little uppercut, son. It was nice, all right?
All right. Now, I want to get into this joint from El Pro, man. He's supposed to be calling up soon. I want to get into one of his joints. The joint got called Conversation. That's the one you want to hear?
Yeah, pump that one. That one's good.
All right, nobody gonna know where, man. Send my demo, stay posted, man. Showcase, you already know what to do, man. Stay posted. This is my man, El Pro, Oregon's finest. Score conversation, man, right here on New Talk City. Let's do it!
Entertainment, no need for containment. You facing the top notch when you see the placement. I'm in the basement, cooking up the faces, and laced with the best audio syntax. Impact, watching the slide. I could find me a whole lot of reasons to claim out feasting. Some other cats out there fell off the deep end. Nothing to hold on, they joints are so long on so many levels. And I'm heavy metal, I never really settle, so them other niggas settle. Down the block when it gets too hot, but for sure, this is me, what you think I got? Conversation.
Yeah, yeah, this your boy Cuban Link, South Boogie Down Bronx Bomber, putting it down with my boy TDI on New Talk City. You know how we do, man. E2K, we on the spot with it.
We're going to skate to one song only.
Like me, can you please remind me? Fall so hard, this shit crazy. Y'all don't know this, don't shit phase. And as we go, 0 for 82, when I look at you like this shit crazy. Fall so hard, this shit weird. We ain't even pro be here. Fall so hard, this we here. It's only right that we be fair. Psycho, I'm Libo, to go Michael. Take your pick, Jackson, Tyson, Jordan, game six. Fall so hard, got a broke clock. Rollie, but don't tick tock. All the mods that's losing time, hitting behind all these big rocks. I'm shocked too. I'm supposed to be locked up too. You escape, but I escape. You be in Paris getting fucked up too. Fall so hard, let's get faded. Live with these for like 6 days. Gold bottles, gold models. Feeling ace on my 6 days. So fall so hard, bitch, behave. Just might let you meet gay. Shot town, B-Rolls. Moving the next, BK. Fall so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
That's the crack. That's the crack. That's the crack.
Fall so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
That shit crack. That shit crack. That shit crack. She said, yeah, can we get married at the mile? I'm saying, look, you need to crawl for your bar. Come and meet me in the bathroom style. And show me why you deserve to have it all.
Fall so hot.
That shit crack.
That shit crack.
Ain't it, Jay?
Fall so hot.
What she order?
What she order?
Fish filet.
Fall so hot.
Yo, whip so cold.
Whip so cold.
This whole thing.
Fall so hot.
Like you ever be around motherfuckers like this again. Who's your girl? Grab her hand. Fuck that bitch, she don't wanna dance. She's my friend, but I'm in France. I'm just saying, Prince Williams ain't do it right if you ask me. Cause I was him, I would've
married Kate and Ashley.
With Gucci, my nigga.
Was Louis my killer? Was drugs my dealer? What's that jacket, Margiela? Doctors say I'm the illest, cause I'm suffering from realness. Got my niggas in Paris, and they going gorillas, huh?
I don't even know what that means.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative.
No, it's not. It's
getting the people going.
Fall so hard, motherfuckers wanna find me.
New Talk City Radio, what the fuck is poppin'? Relly All-Star in the building. Shout out to TDI, Showcase, Vice, what up? Mel Stacks, what the fuck is poppin'? For a rock in the building, let's get it.
Yes, sir. Got some little help, bro, and I gotta give you some Jigga featuring Kanye. Niggas in Paris. I mean? We in Paris.
Sir.
So, as we await our guest, you know what I'm saying? Let me discuss a few things. Showcase.
Yes, sir.
Anything you want to discuss?
You what? I mean, I ain't got nothing right now.
Put it on blast, right?
Yeah, he put me on the speakerphone.
No damn speakerphone.
I mean, I you got nothing. Honestly.
Oh God.
That's horrible, right? I'm a co-host of a radio show and I ain't got nothing. I'm a pass. That's what it is.
I'm having trouble with online, man. I'm not feeling that.
That what?
Where's Vice?
Yeah.
A lot of people having a lot of trouble with online, man. Like niggas can't. You know what I'm saying?
Having trouble with online as far as what?
Tuning in.
Really?
Everybody was. Yeah, man, I gotta refresh, man. Refresh it, man. Refresh it.
Okay. So
flooded.
I'm gonna pass up my time to Letty. Letty.
She's not even on anymore.
Really?
She bailed on you.
She's fired. She's fired. It's going on Twitter right now.
So Letty's success was.
It was like short lived. It wasn't even like 5 minutes. Here it is. It's going to go on Twitter. You see, you guys got me on the Twitter. Let me see how I do this. How do I do this? All right. At.
Where's Simma Dimma at, man?
What up, baby? Que pasa?
Anything straight, man. All right, yo, listen, man. We got some boxing coming up. Sim is the boxer analyst. We're going to keep Sim as the boxer analyst, man. Let me tell you, there's a big fight coming up. We're going to get Sim on the line. Give us his, you know, his input, his predictions.
I don't even think he's going to like it.
Victor Ortiz and Mayweather, man. What's your prediction on that, Simo?
I'm going for Victor Ortiz, you know. For some reason.
Feels like this is it right here for Mayweather. This is the end of the road.
Yeah, I think it's gonna happen like that Tyson with Buster Douglas shit.
Yeah.
What's the weight class?
It's middleweight.
Is it middleweight or light? Or junior? I don't know, man. Welterweight,
nah,
right?
He got Floyd Mayweather going up. So, remember Victor Ortiz when he fought Berto? Berto is fast like Floyd Mayweather, but Berto is harder. And if Berto punches ain't do nothing to Victor Ortiz, Floyd Mayweather's hands ain't gonna do shit. And Victor Ortiz became a brawler now, so.
That's all our listeners in Dallas, man. We got people in Dallas tuning in right now, man. Shout out to them.
Just some Cowboys.
Yeah, she's a Cowboys fan. She just hit me on the chat. She said, "Your TDI is finally on a winning team." It's all. Yeah. Considering her Dallas Mavericks beat my Miami Heat, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to let her slide with that one. She wins. She wins legally. So, Showcase, you got anything you want to tell your first day co-host?
I did already. I tweeted you're fired.
What's all on the air?
Not because she's back on the line. Hello.
Oh, it was me. You know my number?
No, I'm just psychic like that.
I know the next one. TDI knows service in my house sucks. Am I lying?
Yeah,
I had to come back
giving out. You excuses on the first day of
listen,
work, show.
Man,
I don't
listen,
know, man.
That's like 1993. You know what I mean? That one doesn't work. I tried that one. Listen, I tried that before. It doesn't work.
It works.
Yeah,
it works.
Her phone, you got to swipe the EBT card. She got
easy.
Extra minutes.
Oh, now you start. See, you were so quiet before. Now you're going to start with me.
The EBT card. I like that.
I have to reset the phone and everything.
You see what I told you?
At the house the other day, my phone is fast.
But what kind of phone are you working with? Excuse me.
I got a rotary cell phone.
I got a BlackBerry for Sprint. For Sprint, but Sprint don't work good in PA where I'm at right now. I'm switching.
I know. I got BlackBerry and mine works good.
Well, you're not in PA, are you?
Yo, she's mean, kid. She's mean.
Maybe she got a blueberry phone.
Your blueberry, right?
Papa Smurf.
Papa Smurf.
They all the
no. Y'all wrong,
bro. No, you know what? Okay. But, hey, we're gonna accept that excuse.
Don't let it happen
today.
Don't let it happen again. I guess I'm gonna have to sit on the porch to talk to you from now on. Yeah, on the porch. Something. That's all I'm at now. I'm on the phone. Pull out the cable. Pull out the antenna. You still got the cell phone with the antenna, right? Pull it out a little further. No, the antenna. I don't got an antenna. Shut up. It's a new phone. It's the newest BlackBerry for Sprint. So don't try to play me. It's just, it's not easy. So if it's the newest BlackBerry and it's dropping like that, I would take it back to Sprint.
We got Showcase Soul back on the switchboard, Vice.
Yeah, who?
Showcase Soul back on the switchboard.
Oh, God. I'll take that one. I'm feeling that one.
Yeah, nigga. Got no choice, dude.
Which one? Midnight. I love
hey, if I play the song, Sean, would you sing along with him?
Would I sing along with him? Yeah, see, hell yeah. What's the big deal?
All right. Toki's going to sing along with Michael Jackson, yo.
All right, let's go.
Nobody laugh.
I don't know the words, though, kid.
Night.
Again.
You could sing.
Keep going.
I don't know the words,
kid. You couldn't do that show.
I don't know the words.
Oh, show,
okay. Right. I can see the video and it's in my head. Come on, I gotta get it to the good part.
Ah, here it goes.
It's just thriller. Thriller at night. It's nothing. Shut up.
Don't quit your day job. Thriller at night.
Oh, man, so you
gotta
go to karaoke
with me. I'm gonna pack up. I can't hear you. Turn my music off. I can't hear you.
You can't hear me because I went back in my house.
Is that what happened?
I said you couldn't hear me because I went back in the house.
Okay, so what are you saying now about karaoke? I'll do it.
I said I
want to
go to karaoke.
I'm with that, Vice. Me, you, Showcase, take some of them over there and take Letty with us and go karaoke. Oh, my God.
Just wilding out, right? You know, listen, you know what, and that's the thing, you know, I guess now in my older years, like when you were younger, I didn't want to get on the thing. When I was young, I was like, oh no, I won't do nothing like that.
Now you don't care about making a fool of yourself.
Yeah, now I don't care about embarrassing myself. It's over.
See, I still care a little bit. There's a place downtown that you get private rooms and you get your own. Forget about the private rooms.
We're going to do karaoke. We're going to do it live in front of like 100 people. We're going to make a straight fool of ourselves. Straight up.
All right.
Straight up. And have people just like, oh, my God.
Well, I just heard you sing, so I know I have to do a little better than you, so I don't feel so bad. So that's all right.
Of course.
Nah, let me tell you something. Showcase is there, B. You look better. He makes you look great. Holly, you Showcase. I'll give advice. You don't know what you're going to miss, brother.
Wait a minute. Wait. You said that I make her look great, or vice versa?
You make anybody look great. No, you make anybody look great. Nobody is going to put on a performance like you, though. I guarantee that.
Yeah, right. I'll be up there. I know the dance. Yo, no lie, kid. I'm trying to. I was doing the dance, the Thriller dance, trying to remember the words, and I just couldn't do it.
You can do that for the dance. All right, show. Come
yes,
on, one more karaoke before we move it further with the music. I need you one more karaoke, man. Let's go.
Okay. Oh, this is my track, isn't it? Yes, sir. Yes, it is.
Oh, it's my
karaoke time.
Girl, I want you to know.
Oh,
I can't get you out of my head,
bitch.
Want you to know, girl, I want you to know. I can't get you say, bitch.
Just yeah.
No,
yeah.
This guy, son. No, show, look, man.
Girl,
you
can
rule
I
love that song. That's my jam.
Before we lose our show?
How are we going to lose our show? I'm not doing anything wrong.
The
ratings are not going down. I'm having a good time. This is what it's all about. Monday night, having a good time. You just got out of work. You're all stressed out. If you can't have a good time here, where are you going to have a good time?
You know what?
Right on
that one. I
got to
give him a clap on that one,
yeah.
You just got help from somebody
to do that. This is what it's all about. Apparently, our person's either not calling in or something happened. I hope nothing happened bad. You know what I'm saying? Maybe we can reschedule it. But we just got to have fun with it.
This is for the ladies, though, man. All jokes aside, time for the ladies. Yeah, it's all right. It's not the first time it happens. It won't be the last, man. Much
yeah,
love
yeah,
to everybody.
Listen,
you know,
much love everywhere.
Things happen.
That's all it is. If we schedule something, you hope everything's all right. And you know what I'm saying? Just keep plugging it. Because we can get into more songs of him. It's all good.
Let's get into the joint for the ladies, man. We'll be right back, man. You know what I'm saying? We got Letty in the building. DJ Showcase Vice. You know what I mean? Some Adela somewhere around here. Let's do it, though, man.
That boxer, I didn't mean to end his life. I know it was the right. I can't even sleep, and I can't get it out my mind.
Rum, pa, pa, pa. Stand down, rum, pa, pa, pa.
Yo, what's happening, man? DMC in the place to be. The only place for you to be is right here with TDI and DJ Showcase in the place to be. New Talk City Radio. This is where it all goes down.
There it is. Showcase.
No, don't put me on blast. Come on, man. I got so much things going on right now. Don't put me on blast. Go ahead.
I didn't even say that to this guy, man. I know
where you're going. I hear the showcase. I hear the direct. You know what? You forget it. Here we go. I'll say that.
It's all right. No, listen. Why are you shooting yourself in the foot? You know how people go to jail, yo?
Who, what?
Like, I just walked in the room and you were like, I didn't do it. I didn't even accuse you with that. Relax, huh?
Okay, so I didn't do it.
Sheesh.
It wasn't me.
All
right.
What's going on? Showcase is a little, I don't know, today.
He's a little fidgety today, huh?
Yeah, just a little bit. Not too much, but just a little. Hype off the sugar.
Oh, man.
So, question. That little laugh that I hear, that's the one I'm supposed to be replacing?
Say again?
The little laugh that I heard earlier, that's the laugh I'm replacing?
Yes, that's the laugh you're going to be replacing, yes.
Why? I don't think he's replacing that laugh. That laugh is kind of epic right there.
No, let me, what?
I said it's a cute little laugh.
Yeah, but let me rephrase it. I just want another.
It's a little echo.
No, it's not the echo, my dude. If you hear originally, it almost sounds just like that. I didn't put too much reverb on it. But I want another one. I don't want the same old one over and over and over. I want to be able to throw my mixtape and throw a different one where it switches and it goes back. You know what I'm saying?
Some variety.
Yeah, the variety of
laughs. A variety of women laughing on his show. I mean, on his mixtape.
Variety. But you know what? It's hard because a laugh is not something that, laugh is, there's different kinds of laughs. There's the laugh that is just the annoying laugh. There's the laugh that is just a little squeaky laugh. But
it's
very hard.
Laugh to your mixtape, Joe.
Laughing? No, you see, no, I can't do that.
What's up with German?
Why that?
Because it has to be a female laugh.
I can laugh like a female.
That sounds like a personal problem, but go ahead.
You want me to audition now?
Yes, go ahead. You may audition.
No. If I'm not getting the slot, I'll waste a lot of female laughs to get mixtape.
But how am I supposed to know? Oh, man, okay, whatever. It's fine. Listen. I want to get into one little topic that, past my desk, past my my Mac. These people are really out of their mind.
Showcase Minute? Is this a Showcase Minute?
No. It's not a Showcase Minute. It's just a topic. It's a topic, it's something short notice that, I wanted to bring up. And I think these people are really losing their mind.
You're about to get into that zone. Hold on.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Speak your mind, bro.
But this is not the Showcase Minute. I don't have one of those set up. See, again, put me on the spot. Okay, back to the conversation at hand. These people are seriously out of their mind. Okay? $15 to cross the George Washington Bridge. You hear that?
I hear you.
The new tax increase Hudson River crossing increase is a proposed $15 for passenger cars.
Isn't it 12 now? That's not that big of a difference.
No, it's only 8. It's only 8.
Is it?
It's only $8. The crossing is only 8. The turnaround is going to be 15.
That's crazy. That's a lot of stuff.
OD, right? But here's the part where it gets even more OD. Here's the part where people in New York actually got to band together and tell these people enough is enough. You guys are lunatics. Because if the cars are raising up to 15, the trucks where we get our commodities from, our soap, our shampoo, our food, our everything, they all gotta cross that GW or whatever. The trucks are gonna be almost triple what they are now. So if an 18-wheeler truck comes in, I think the 18-wheelers are right now about $20 and change to come in.
Muchacho.
We're done. It's gonna cost the vendor to bring, you know, and we're not talking about New York. New York has a lot of small vendors. They don't have huge, outlandish vendors. You know what I'm saying? We don't have like a whole bunch of Walmart sitting in every corner. We don't have a whole bunch of Kmart sitting in every corner. So these small vendors, when they're bringing in their trucks, those trucks now are probably gonna cost in the $50-$60 range just to come over. Could you imagine? What is that gonna do to it? What's that gonna? They're on crack. They're exactly. They're on crack. They're smoking heavy itch. Because at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? Now that what are they gonna start starving us? I mean, how do you feel about that? I feel like they're gonna start starving us. If they already raise it up to almost a C note to get our commodities in, what do you think is gonna happen to our products? Our products are gonna go double. Instead of paying $3.99 for a 2 liter a 3 liter Pepsi, you're probably gonna pay about $10.
Ave Maria, that's too much.
But that's what's gonna happen. It's gonna happen.
I'm not paying $5 for no damn Pepsi, man.
Yeah, you saying that you're not paying, but that's what's gonna happen, son. What's gonna happen is they're gonna bring over less trucks, which means less commodity, which means higher prices, which means New York. They're turning New York City into like the Taj Mahal. People live here don't make Everybody out here doesn't make $1 million a year. I don't know who these guys, Bloomberg and all these doofishes, think they are. But people out here don't even make $1 million a year. The majority of people barely make $20,000 a year. I mean, it's going to be, to me, it's like, come on, man. Are you serious? I mean, completely off key. Why are you going to raise it to make us suffer even more? The price is already high as hell. Next is going to be higher than that. Raise it up to 15. You might as well just, you know what, you might as well just say MTA just raise up to $100. Everybody wants to come into New York, gotta pay $100 fee.
I'm sorry, Show, but it calls for it, man.
What happened?
I think you should give Bloomberg a piece of your mind, Show, okay?
No, but I'm saying, is it necessary? That's what I'm asking. Is it necessary?
No. I think you should give Bloomberg a piece of your mind, dude.
Because if they can't, listen to me, if they can't maintain those river Hudson River crossings with the amount of money they're generating now, somebody's pocket is getting fatter and fatter and fatter. Because not for nothing. They're right. You know what I'm saying? Not for nothing. They're not fixing that. They're not fixing the roads every day. They fix them every here and there. And by the time they finish one side, the other side's messed up. But the same price it cost 10 years ago to fix the roads is the same price now, and they're even using less manpower. So where's the money going to? The pockets are getting...
It's not like something you need to fucking be on New York 1 right now, be 8 o'clock,
right?
Fucking
listen,
talk of
listen,
City Hall type
listen,
shit.
I try to call them. They don't accept calls from DJs.
Well, then you got, now you got your minute right here, baby.
Nah, but I don't want my minute on that, man. I'm just... big conversation to see. Think about that, man.
Yo,
seriously,
right.
What people think
he said,
about
no,
it.
I don't want
that. Does that make, Rice, that make you sick, Rice?
Yo, we forced him to talk. He was like, no, I don't want that. Like a fucking kid. I'm going to rewind.
I mean, that makes me sick, my dude. That makes me.
I got to rewind that. I got to rewind that, man. We don't got so much time, but you know what? We're gonna let Showcase promote his Twitter for the first time ever.
We going off the air now? What's going on? We just got started.
We just got what? We just got started? We got started about an hour ago, but I don't know where you've been.
But we leaving at 9 or we leaving 9:30?
Whatever you want to do, what do you want to do?
Let's go 9:30. I'm having fun. You're going to cut it off. Let's just keep it moving.
Yeah, let's take it there, then.
Let's take it there. Next conversation.
No more conversation. Not from you. You fucking going to... You're going to try to get us fucking banned from Bloomberg.
Banned from what, my dude? I'm just voicing my opinion. I'm just voicing my opinion. Get banned. Fuck Bloomberg.
Ooh. Yeah. That being said. Get into something else, man. Jay-Z, Kanye, and Beyonce. Lift off.
All engine running.
Taking my coat off, showing my tattoos, I'm such a show off. I feel the pain and then roll off. I got the whole city, they about to go off. How many niggas with me up in India? How many people wanna roll on me? Like you know me now, you know me by now. Know me by now.
Guidance is internal. 12, 11, 10, 9. Ignition sequence start. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff. 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 Liftoff.
We gon' take it to the moon.
Hello?
Hello.
Hello, and welcome to the night show. Yes, sir. Listen, Letty, you still there? Or is your phone disconnected again?
No, the phone doesn't disconnect.
Wow, she's way far out. Now I know I'm on speakerphone.
Oh, you could tell the difference? I changed the headset.
Oh, that was a headset change?
Yeah.
All right, so, Letty, it's time to put some work in. Female perspective, just words for the females today. Go ahead. Let it fly. Yeah, listen, I seen your Twitter. I seen how you tweet. I seen how you had one Twitter up there that said, I cook all day, I cook all night. Shit, I don't deserve a little fucking relaxation. I seen all that, so go ahead.
Hi, I don't talk like that because I like cooking things. It doesn't bother me. I don't know. You gotta
anything.
See this like a front first. None of that trying to come in first. Like, that don't work. It
what
can't be all about the pussy. I said it can't be all about getting some.
Oh.
Wait a minute.
Who
said that was a bad thing?
Yeah.
It's not, but if you're trying to get a girl's attention, that can't be what you coming at her with. Like, more than just that.
Easy. This is a PG-13.
What if I
oh, it's not.
No, it's not.
Kids and they up and they listening. It better be over at least.
All right, so explain it. Explain it how, you know, explain it from the female's point. You don't like that, or, I mean.
Nah, like, no. I mean, we want it just as much as the niggas do, but I don't know. For a nigga, it's different. Yeah, I don't care if that's all we looking at you for the most part. For us, it's different. We want you to look at us as more than just that. You feel me?
Oh,
sounds fair.
It sounds fair. So you say you want us to look at you more than just
it
a landing
fair.
Spot.
Me and TDI have talked about it. TDI knows how it feels too, and I'm not the only female that feels this way because a lot of my female friends do too.
Okay, but that's what you hear. Speak about it. Speak about it. Let it go. I mean, give me an example. How do you know if a man's just looking for it? All
right, my neighbor. He is always trying to get me to go chill, right? But I know that's all he wants, like, because it's always late night. Oh, come to watch a movie. I light you up or match or whatever, you know, because I smoke. Like, no. But yet, I see him trying to do the same thing with my cousin, but he'll go to take her out because he's trying to get her that way. Like, I can't explain.
Trying to
and
get her in when he's sitting, huh?
Yeah, like, he's trying to... And I told him, like, I put him on blast, and he's like, oh, you right. And since then, he hasn't tried to talk to me, because I told him. He was like, but you got a man to take you out and all that shit. And I was like, I got a man that fucks me, too. I don't need you. So that can't be your excuse for why you're trying to get me just into bed, if it's because you're not trying to take me out because you know I got a man. He's just looking at me in that one sense, in that one way. Like, even if that's all you're looking at a female as, you got to try to play it differently.
So how would a male play it? You know, how would you?
She can't tell you that. I mean,
yes, she can.
I'm not in a man's head.
But you know the secrets. You know it works for you. You know it works for you.
Yeah, but I'm not every female.
Well, you are you. So you are the
I'm
one.
Unique,
so what works
brother.
For you?
I'm unique.
Unique. I've heard that before.
Well, I know, right? Everyone says that.
Listen, it was nice having you. You know what I'm saying? We appreciate you calling.
Yep. Anyway, all that.
Take two. Go ahead.
Anyway, you have a good night. Man. Thanks for calling. You.
No problem.
So see
you later.
Later.
Alrighty. That was Showcase co-host, his intern, I think, for this week.
My prodigy, right? My prodigy.
Protégé.
need it, man. We need the female aspect to keep it nice and balanced. You know what I'm saying? Bring the female listeners in. Bring them even further. I think once she gets comfortable, she'll start screaming her little Twitter things like she'd be doing on Twitter.
All right, well, we ain't got too much time left, man. Y'all already know y'all can follow us at New Talk City 1 on the Twitter. You can follow me at TDINYC. Vice, get on the Twitter, baby.
You can follow me at The Real Vice, BNYC.
Yes, sir, yes, sir. And you can follow me at DJ Showcase, DJ SHOCAYSE.
Bang.
Dang,
that's not a fake Twitter either. That's a real Twitter. And anybody listening, y'all don't have Twitter, get a Twitter, man. I'm telling you, it's, you know, I know you're stuck on your Facebook thing. Facebook's a little too personal. It's more family oriented. Twitter is you.
I gotta admit, it's kind of fun. It's kind of addicting. It's kind of, you know what I'm saying? It's a good time.
I know that you was tweeting during the show.
Yeah, I was tweeting during the show. You know, I'm probably gonna tweet after the show. You know. It's fun. It's good. It keeps connected. I mean, I don't think I'm going to go as far as tweet everything that I'm doing or, you know, I tied my shoes this way and I walk this way and I talk this way. I don't think I'm going to do all that, but, you know, it's good.
All right, well, we'll leave y'all with some music. Pump some for the girls.
Yeah, and we're definitely going to reschedule the L Pro. I'm going to get in touch with him. Hopefully, you know, nothing happened. Get in touch with the L Pro. Vice, What you think about that, Vice?
No.
You're not sure,
you're
right?
Disrespectful, son.
What's
not
disrespectful?
Enough, son.
Listen, but Vice, things could happen, son. Things happen.
I don't
when you get artists... You know what I'm saying? You gotta understand it though. You have to. Things could happen. It just,
has to.
You know. I'm just saying.
Forcing
you
to understand it.
What?
Forcing him to understand it.
I'm not forcing him to understand it. I said you have to try to understand it. It's a big difference. If you're gonna put me into fucking words that I didn't say, you know what I'm saying? I'm married. Take care of yourself.
Oh. Is it right?
Well, how solid.
All right. Wow. All right. So we gonna leave y'all with this one, man. I'm out of here. All I want to think about is girls, cause they run the world. You know what I mean?